This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not great news for the UK today. The European Council, which is one of the European Union's main governing bodies, it laid out its guidelines for the next phase of the Brexit talks. And it turns out the EU is starting to play hardball. It said any new European trade deal with Britain is going to make that trade more complicated and more costly than it is today, and that Britain and its European trading partners are going to suffer. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports the message was unwelcome but not unexpected.
Oddly enough, for a country famous for its culinary shortcomings, much of the language of Brexit has been related to food.
Cherry picking is not an option.
EU negotiator Michel Barnier chiding Britain for trying to pluck only the choicest fruits of EU membership, while British critics like opposition lawmaker Caroline Lucas complain that the government is trying to hog the benefits of both leaving and remaining in the bloc.
Can I suggest to the Prime Minister that having your cake and eating it isn't a serious strategy for Brexit?
And former British trade official Sir Martin Donnelly, also resorting to gastronomic metaphor, warns Brexit could entail, in trade terms, a crash diet.
You're giving up a three-course meal for the promise of a packet of crisps in the future.
The government says Britain must leave the EU. That's what the majority voted for in the referendum. It must take back control of its borders, laws and money from Brussels, while retaining frictionless trade with the EU, its largest trading partner. In a keynote speech last week, Prime Minister Theresa May insisted Britain isn't trying to have its cake and eat it too.
Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
But in seeking a special free trade deal with the EU, she made no apology for trying to retain many of the benefits of belonging to the bloc while trying to discard the disadvantages.
If this is cherry picking, then every trade arrangement is cherry picking.
Britain would adhere to some EU regulations, she said, and continue paying some money into EU coffers. She called for EU concessions in return, especially since the bloc has a trade surplus with Britain worth $110 billion.
We have a shared interest in getting this right, so let's get on with it. Thank you.
But there was no applause from Brussels. Today, President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, gave this frosty response.
Our agreement will not make trade between the UK and the EU frictionless. It will make it more complicated and costly than today for all of us. This is the essence of Brexit.
Publishing guidelines for the next phase of the Brexit negotiations, Tusk said there could be a free trade deal with Britain, rather like the one the EU recently struck with Canada. But he offered no special access for Britain's all-important finance industry, and he firmly rejected May's discreet attempt at cherry-picking. He said Britain should not get any of the benefits of EU membership after it's left the bloc.
A pick-and-mix approach for a non-member state is out of the question. We are not going to sacrifice these principles. It's simply not in our interest.
After all, they don't want to tempt other member states to head for the exit. The Brexiteers are undaunted, though. And back to the food metaphor, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove talks of a recipe for success. Britain freeing itself from the table d'hôte, or fixed menu, of EU membership and striking its own free trade deals around the world.
Instead of having, if you'll forgive me, the table d'hôte European Union insist on, then we can dine à la carte across the globe.
In other words, after Brexit, the world will be Britain's oyster. Cynics point out that seafood does have a tendency to go bad. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.